Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Suzanne. I just wanted to see if Frank came on. You know? Hello, Frank. Hold on, let me see what's going on with him. I'll be right back. Frank, you there? Hello, Frank. Frank, you there?
It is night.
There he is.
Man, I'm glad Monday. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Inner Sight. Mad or glad Monday. And anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call it in if you want to talk about it. Or you can keep it in. Don't talk.
That's true, too.
Better if, usually better if you get let it out. Don't keep it in. Don't be an invert. That's what was wrong with Othello, or as Verdi called him, Otello. And, you know, he kept all his feelings in and believed his friend Iago, when Iago orchestrated a bunch of lies about the young wife of Otello, Desdemona. And, you know, Iago was plotting against Otello because he wanted to be next in line to be promoted. So Otello kept all his feelings in as an invert, and he wound up taking them all out on the poor girl who was absolutely innocent, by the way. All right, Inner Sight. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And we got a lot of mads today on the part of, I think it was Philadelphia who played San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken. The Eagles.
No, I forgot who it was, but I don't know if it's Philadelphia.
Well, that's what I heard. I don't know.
You heard it? Okay.
Anyway,
you're
the 49ers
right.
Won.
Yeah, they did.
And whoever played them, be it Philly or whoever else, got to be a lot of mads. So if you're mad about that, give us a call.
That too?
213-816-1650. I am not a football fan. You know, I interpret football as a violent sport. You know, I'm not for violence at all, but I'm just not a football fan, never was. But a lot of people are. So, and there's a lot of good people who are football players. I only met one in my life, Marty Lyons from the Jets. Nice guy. Of course, he wasn't on the field trying to tackle me, you know. But anyway, Inner Sight, mad or glad, anything you're mad about or glad about. And the political arena is heating up. Yeah, what's her name was on the news today. I found out a couple of things about her, thanks to my buddy John in Nassau County. Thank you, John. She used to work for Trump in the White House, this Haley. Nicole, I guess it is, Haley. And now she's trying to destroy his chances to win the Republican nomination. Now, to me, I don't know about other people, but to me, that is a stupid reason to want to be president of the United States. You know, you should want to be president because you care about people, you want to help people, you want to make the country better. But to do it because you want to destroy somebody personally, and I don't think anybody has to do that. I think Trump's doing a good enough job himself. But to me, I don't respect somebody like that. She's not out to help anybody. You know, she's just out to criticize former President Trump and try to get him knocked out of the arena. Well, Ms. Haley, why don't you do something good? And she was talking about Joe Biden, how he is struggling to get people to vote for him because of the economy. The economy is horrible. You know, everything is sky high in price. People don't have a lot of money on them. See, that's how you can tell if the economy is no good. The average person doesn't have money. Now, another thing that happened here, and I don't know why President Joe let it happen. I'm sure he had some influence over it. This thing, buy now, pay later. A lot of people bought things over the holidays, and now coming the time, they got to pay for them, and they can't pay for them. See? That's what happens when people have no money. You know, they want things that they cannot afford. They don't have the money for it. And they get themselves into financial trouble. I don't like that buy now, pay later. When I buy something, I like to put the money on the table. Here's the money. It's mine. Goodbye. That's me. Otherwise, you know, I don't buy it. So, I mean, I did it with my so-called smart phone, because I think it's more stupid than it is smart. But the only difference is I knew, and I'm able to pay it every month, you know. But I'm talking about people who got themselves into a situation where they're not able to pay for the item they bought, you know, like a big item, like a car or a house or whatever it was. So I think the President of the United States should protect people against that kind of thing, buy now, pay later, you know, because it's not... Well, how do you do that? You make sure people have enough money to buy it, or you lower the price where the person can afford it. You know? Yeah, there are different ways you could do things. But the people who run this country don't care because they don't have those problems. You know, they got huge amounts of money. And they don't have to buy now, pay later. As a matter of fact, sometimes they never have to pay. They get it for free anyway. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by A Day for Milton. Don't forget my sweet, sweet Milton boy, the guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school. We will not let you forget it. No, we won't. Milton killed at the guide dog school by a trainer left in the van. Heat wave, 6 hours, and died. And to compound the whole thing, they have not made one gesture toward giving Michelle, the blind woman, another guide dog. So, would you like to create a day for Milton? We did it. Get another state to do it, that'd be great. call in a site. We'll tell you how we did it. You don't need any money to do it. A Day for Milton, it's all about awareness and bringing people together. All right. And if you are in the area and you go over to Shelby's Kitchen on in Bellport, New York, out here on the island, you see a great presence of Milton over there. Shelby's Kitchen Catering, 631-286-0444. Tom and Michelle, who own the place. Michelle, the blind woman, who Milton to the school for some training and never saw him again. They killed him. All right, Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. Email Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. 609-388-0774. Big East Akita Rescue, thank you for all your help. And if you think an Akita can't make a guide dog, you're absolutely wrong. My dog is one of the best in the world. I put her up against anyone, or any other dog. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. You need dog food, cat food, call Nobody Starves on Long Island. My friend Gary. He's got dog food, cat food, at no charge. He's got medical when he's able to do it. Charge. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. So check it out. Hey, I want to thank Silo. We have a joint event coming up with them February 27th, less than a month away now, to show the world how the government can save money and do something heroic for the disabled and at the same time get rid of these horrible nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. That's 27 February. At the Suffolk Independent Living Organization in Medford, out here in Medford. And we will present facts that people have not known before. And to quote Joseph Delgado, the executive director, we're going to come down real hard on these nursing homes. That's his quote. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And we urge you to go to our website. And if you're able to make a donation to keep this show on the air, we thank our donors, including Suffolk Bus Corp, Silo, and Islip Cleaners, Kennedy Realty in Islip, 631-888-1186, where you can get good information on mortgages and reverse mortgages. Kennedy knows about that too. All right, let's see. Matt, a glad Monday. If you got anything you're glad about or mad about, 213-816-1650. Don't forget all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Aquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, some of the youngsters that deserve help. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight. reminder. Let me put two little autistic children in there belonging to Andrea, one of our volunteers, Elijah and Eve, two beautiful kids that I love a lot. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday, around the world, and President Joe. If I may offer you a little advice. Now, I'm not a political analyst. I'm not an expert on politics. I don't want to be. I don't like politics. It's tremendously boring, you know. But unfortunately necessary in this country. So I offer to you a little advice. You want to get in good with 42 million voters? Huh? Yeah, 42 million. That's a big block of voting power. Over 42 million. Make a move to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, Haley got up on the CNBC and talked about how Joe is not making a good impression on the people because of the housing issues, that there's not enough housing for people. And we see it every day. We get calls every day from people in shelters, from who listen to Inner Sight or who want help, need help. So, Joe, if you want to do a double take here, here's a great opportunity. Make a move and get rid of two monsters at the same time with one shot. You know, you thought I was going to say that horrible saying, kill two birds with one stone. No, don't kill the birds. Kill the damn system that's oppressing us. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Help the housing problem. And at the same time, win the vote of the disabled. Now, there's an opportunity. Somebody who's listening to this, or somebody who wants to, write a letter to Mr. Biden. We wrote a letter. We didn't even get no damn answer. So I don't run after anybody. I don't have to. Because Inner Sight tells the truth. If they don't want the truth, that's their problem. They're going to fall on their face. Not us. We're here telling the truth about things. So there's the idea, President Joe. Accessible housing, the nursing homes. And at the same time, you'll win the hearts of millions and millions of voters who don't want these nursing homes. And boy, would people love you. You might even win the election. There's no guarantee, but you'll certainly do better than you're doing now. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And if your football team won, congratulations. Why don't you make a donation to Inner Sight? Go to our PayPal on innersight.info in honor of the Eagles. I used to live in San Francisco. Not the Eagles, the 49ers. I used to live in San Francisco. Nice town. Beautiful weather out there all the time. I mean, if you like
Hey,
cool
Frank.
Weather. All right, yeah.
Big Joe is calling in to say hi, I suppose.
Oh, hang on.
Here he comes.
Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, San Francisco is a beautiful town. And I loved it out there. I used to play my music right outside of Macy's.
Yeah.
You know, and told people about the cause and all that. Inner Sight. My dear friend, Howie the Hop, who opened up a big center in Oakland, right across the bay there, to help people who are mentally disabled. And that Howie the Hop Center, as far as I know, is still there to this day. It goes back, what, over 30 years now? 40 years. So, if you're Team 1, make a donation to Intersight. That would be nice. All right, let's take a phone call. We got Joe on the line. Hello, Joe, Intersight.
Hello, guys. Suzanne,
how
Frank.
How are you?
Yeah.
You know what? I just listened to a few minutes before I called in, and you were talking about Joe and how he should appeal to the 42 million people blocked that would get him more popular. And with regards to the disabled and housing, I thought you were talking about Joe Gibson, you know, because he's the politician that you and I were talking about. But then you were saying Biden. So then I said, oh, okay, 42 million, now I got what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But you also said you don't run after anybody. Guess what, Frank? You have to run after people. Okay? You, Suzanne, me, everybody who needs politicians or who needs donations or who needs endorsements, we have to run after them. Now, I know what you're talking about. You don't mean to go after somebody with hat in hand, but you have to do solicitations. You have to do invitations. You have to make presentations. That's running after them, because telling people the truth isn't good enough. You have to
Let me clarify that. I'll go after the people that I know that are going to help Intersight. You know, I'll go the extra mile for them, but I'm not going to run after these politicians who lie to me and everything else. Hell no. That, I won't do that.
Not after they lie to you, but
yeah.
If you're going to want politicians that you don't know to see if they're going to be on your side or not, you have to run after them. And I don't mean, hat in hand. Oh, okay.
But not
all
if
right,
I,
as long as we're on the, okay,
if I
as long
already
as we're on
know.
The same page as that.
Uh-huh. You know.
Okay. Because that's the fact of life. Because I used to be in marketing. You have to go after people you don't know in order to show them and present to them a particular product or an idea that they might be interested in or to get funds from them. You don't know them, or you think you've heard about them, but and they give you a kind of either a vibe or they publicly let it be known that they don't really like your particular cause. It doesn't matter. You have to go after them. Now, if you know they're lying, or if you know they're stonewalling, or if you know they're full of crap, that's a different story.
Oh, yeah. Those are the people I'm referring to.
Oh, all right.
I've been through with several of these politicians.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these politicians suck. All politicians suck. But they do lend their names to certain causes, not because they care about the people, but because it appears to them. It appeals to their constituents. It appeals to their lobbyists, or it appeals to enhancing their image.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's the game that has to be played. It just has to be played in a way that benefits you, Suzanne, me, and everybody else that lives in America to turn these politicians around. How are we going to do it? You got me.
Keep on telling the story, that's all. That's what one of my sponsors told me.
Well, they're right.
You know,
you got to keep doing it until you find somebody who says, "What? I kind of like Intersight Freedom, but I like more of what they can do for me." That's a saying in sales. What's in it for me?
Yeah. Well, that's why I brought that up, because we can show President Joe how to get votes. I know a lot of disabled people would vote for him if he got rid of these nursing homes and turned them into accessible housing. I know that for a fact.
Then that's your leverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, you want to write him a letter for me?
I volunteered to be on your committee last year. Nobody contacted me.
That's my fault. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, she don't do a damn thing. She's too damn lazy.
I don't do a damn thing.
She does.
Nah. Yeah, Joe, you want to write a letter? Thank you.
What do you want me to say on it? I'll write it up. I'll send it to Suzanne.
Okay.
No, don't send it to her. It'll never get any play. You got to send it to the White House.
You stop. I'll send it to her. She'll read it to you. You can you can proofread it, and then she can send it off to the White House, too.
We'll read it on the air.
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds good.
What is it specifically that you think I should tell Biden? And I'll write it up in my own words. I'll send it to Suzanne. You two can look it over and then rewrite it if you want in your own words, if you think it's more effective. So what do you think I should say?
Simple letter. Dear Mr. President, hope you and your family are well. Over 42 million people in this country, none of them like or want nursing homes. Pass a law or an executive order to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. We desperately need housing in this country. And allow people to remain in their own homes with the help that they need. Allow every agency to raise money in their neighbor, in their community, to keep people in their own home. That's the whole damn letter.
All right,
and
now
we, and
in
we
addition
will
to that,
we in a site will endorse you on our
him?
Website on our show, which has 122,000 plus listeners.
Okay. Now, in addition to that, what's the reason why it's better for the people to abandon the nursing home and take care of themselves individually?
No, because the nursing homes can't do their job. They're neglecting people.
Yeah, they are. You know,
it's better to be in your own home and have your own personal aid and the help that you need and the money to provide that help. If the agencies were to raise the money and put it into a fund for the person who needs it, they could hire their own help, or they could get their advocate to do it. You know, if they're not competent, you get somebody to stand up for them, you know, an advocate or what do they call that? What the hell is that damn word I want? A legal
guardian?
Not a guardian. I can't think of the damn word. But anyway, yeah, that's the difference. They're in their own home. They're safer.
Right.
They're not exposed to germs and disease all day. And you know, that's it.
Now, being in their own home, where are they going to get the money? You know, is the money that's normally being allocated to nursing homes, would that be redirected towards them personally?
Yeah. The government would put up half, and the agency would raise the other half, fundraising. And the agency can take a certain percentage of that money. That's where they're going to get the money. That's what has to happen. It's not going to happen overnight. It has to be done gradually, you know.
Yeah. So was this in your letter that you sent to Biden?
It's on the petition.
It's on the petition?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a petition.
You don't need me. You got a petition up? Okay.
Yeah.
How many people have signed the petition, and have you sent the growing numbers of the petition to the agencies or to the people respond? Biden's not going to do anything. First off,
no,
he's not even going to get to it.
Of course he's
all right? He's not even going to read it. It's going to be part of the bureaucracy that's going to have to read it. So who did you send? You know, all right. So
I
who
sent
do you
it
recommend?
To a couple of different things off the petition.
What's that?
I sent it to a couple of things that, you know, a couple groups, let's put it this way. I sent it to the Senate, I sent it to the House of Representatives, and I sent it to the President. That's what I sent it to.
Then you did it already. Then you don't need me. You just have to continue to do it. You
but
can't send one
thing.
Letter, you know? And I'm not saying it just because of you two. I'm saying it as a part of marketing and sales.
Marketing, yeah.
You can't send one letter and expect people to get it. They don't. They don't get it on the one first
No,
impression.
It's on the petition. It's on the petition.
Okay, and that means that other people.
Yeah, but how do you know they got
the
that petition?
It says it on
you
the thing. When you start getting a number of people to sign it, then you know. I only have 175 people, which is driving me nuts on how to get it going. They said on the petition,
yeah, you
got to
promote
people,
it more. I told you that.
No, I know.
Now,
here's my
suggestion. If you know that there are people who haven't signed the petition,
mm-hmm.
but would be useful in your cause, you have to send them emails and or snail mail, okay?
Mm.
And get them to commit. And get them to know more about the petition so that they come and sign it.
Right.
Because it takes effort, time and time and time and time again. Don't believe me. Ask anybody that you know sales or marketing, and they'll tell you the same thing.
Sounds good
to
me.
You
better
right.
just start doing that.
Yeah, I told you that a long time ago. You don't do it.
Well,
that
now
means
I
everybody
have a
damn
needs doctor. To be up.
Okay, and anybody, if you have anybody that you know that has free time that works in InterSight, have them do it as well, because one person takes that. Let me tell you, it's going to take a lot of work. I told you, I'm a former marketing director and a salesman. Okay, it takes work to go after the people that you want to go after.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have somebody besides Suzanne who can do it, have everybody do it. And have them send it out to different groups.
That's a good idea.
Like one,
well, that's why we're going to have this news conference. Hopefully that's one of the things that will come
out. Oh, yeah.
Out.
How is that coming along?
Good.
It's coming
February
along.
27th.
Yeah.
27th next
gonna,
month?
Yeah.
February 27th. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to line up a lot of agencies.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's a good part of marketing.
Independent living
press
is involved.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully we'll find somebody who will do what you just said, or more than one person.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That's
yeah, because, you know, Suzanne is disabled, and you might have other people who are able too. But if you have people who... What about that organization I told you guys about 2 years ago, at least a year ago? They have volunteers to do this.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
if
you're
I send you, the, if you send me
the
letter, I'll send you that. I'm sorry, Frank. Did you? I couldn't hear you. No, continue. I didn't hear you.
What were you saying, Frank?
No, I was saying that she doesn't do anything. She said she's going to do this, do that, and she doesn't do a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it annoys me.
It seems to me like it was sent out in the way that you wanted to. What do you want me to do other than that petition and the letter? Because you guys have already done that. What would you want me to do?
I'd like you to help me straighten it out because... Frank has some phone numbers that he has to still give me. Between that and help me straighten out what I'm supposed to say, that'd be great.
All right, I can send you my own version of what we just heard tonight, but I have a feeling it's going to be the same as what you guys have already sent to the agencies, which is a good start. And
well,
to Biden,
they did
even
say
though
to me
read
one
it.
Thing. They said that we have to make the descriptions for each person that we're trying to put on there, on the petition itself. We need a picture and some description.
Well, that's what we're doing now. You're putting up the
right.
the pictures, hopefully.
No, I am. And if I need a picture,
well,
I'll have to let you know.
All right, so you're
putting
going to get
up the pictures with comments. Pictures
right,
of people
exactly.
who don't want the damn nursing home.
That's right.
And how many you got? You got 175 so far. Okay, that's not a bad start. Now,
no,
what about these other people that you know of that haven't sent, that haven't signed the petition, like a group? What about other groups? Oh, my Jesus. You know, they got groups on BTR. I came across one the other day, and I was going to remind you guys of it. Oh, fuck. Sorry. I forgot it. I shouldn't curse. But they have
it. If you can help us alert these other groups, that would help a lot.
All right. I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to send it to Suzanne. You two will proofread it. You send me. Give me the names of some of the organizations that you think are in alignment with Inner Sight Field. And make a database of them. Send letters to them.
All right.
Sorry about that, Joe.
I know, no
it
problem.
It was my fault.
And then go back. I forgot. Oh, yeah, it's the hopecollection.org.
Hopecollection.org? Okay.
Thehopecollection.org.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think you have to put the in there. Thehopecollection.org.
Okay.
I'll call them up.
Okay.
I'll call them.
And when you talk to them, tell them about the up-and-coming news conference.
Yeah.
February 27th.
Hey, can you guys, Suzanne, can you send me details on that? You got my number there. You can just send me a text with the info. Okay.
Yeah, I can.
All right. I'll give them a call. See if they have some volunteers available. And then I'll get back to you.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, anything.
And if you have a committee, and Frank, form that committee you guys were talking about to have several people come together, maybe in a Zoom, something like that, and talk about
plans. That'd be
good. Okay? This show, the BTR show, it isn't going to reach a lot of people and make have a lot of influence. But if you have a Zoom meeting with people who are interested, you can formulate plans and use BTR to your advantage. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, if you'd set it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do Zoom.
All right, whoever sets that up. I'll contact Hope tomorrow. Please, Suzanne, send me info about the press conference and the organizations. And don't forget, set up a database and hire. And if you need to, well, not hire. I'll say about if they have volunteers. If they have volunteers, then you have the people set up the database and send out notices and press releases. Doing it once is not enough.
No, I know. I know where you're heading.
Okay. All right. So that's all I got to say. Now for my gripes, because this is Mad or Glad Monday. Here comes the politicians again. Ah, Jesus. Never mind. All right. You already know how I feel. All right. Forget about it.
We have the same feeling
all right.
over here. All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you for helping us out, and give me one moment. I got to get back to the blog talk radio here. Okay.
Nope. All right. I'll put myself on mute, let you guys get back to the show. Didn't mean to interrupt that long, but we'll see what happens.
No, that's fine. That's all right. Yeah.
We need all the help we can get.
Yes, we can. Yes, we need it. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. I'll put myself on mute.
Okay. I'll put you on mute here.
All right, Inner Sight.
No, Suzanne, don't. Because if you do, you might forget I'm here. I'll mute myself. I won't interfere with the show. There'll be no background noise. And then this will allow me to come in, you know, when I feel. Okay?
Yeah,
is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Inner Sight brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape and have some fun. Call Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464, my buddy Devin. Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, call it in, 213 816-1650. I want to thank our friend Joe for reaching out and wanting to help, and we greatly appreciate that. We need more people to come forward, to sign the petition, pass it around, and get people to sign it so we can accomplish our goal of turning these horrible nursing homes into accessible housing, getting people to remain in their own home where they'll be a lot safer and have the help that they need. You're going to have to pass a law on that. So everybody who loves freedom, get on it. Now, what's your mad?
My mad is that we had a leak in the house, and now I won't be able to use my bathroom while they fix it. At 12 o'clock, tomorrow they're coming to fix it, but I'm sitting here going, how the heck am I going to use the bathroom? The people don't consider people with disabilities that they only probably have one bathroom in the house that's been made accessible. Well, guess what? That's exactly what happened to me. The pipe goes out to the sewer, busted.
Everything should be accessible.
Yes, it should be.
The government and the agencies should be responsible for that. And then
we had to pay $5,000 for the bathroom, Frank.
The law is too damn weak. There's no enforcement.
You're right.
You have to go to the bathroom before they get there and hope that they won't be in there too long.
Now I'm going to go to a store, too, because they have nice bathrooms there. I'm going to have to do something.
Well, how long are they going to take to fix the pipe?
They don't know, because it goes out to the sewer. It could take a little bit.
They got to go down into the sewer?
Yeah, because that's the pipe that goes to the sewer.
Wait a minute, isn't that the town's responsibility?
Only the sewer, but not your access to the sewer. You have to pay for that if you own a home.
You have to pay for the sewer?
No, the connection to the sewer. So from your house to the sewer, the pipe is busted, and it goes right into our bathroom, all the dirt and yuck that they have to clean. That's what I'm really pissed off about.
Well, sounds like a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass.
Sounds like you
need
Norton.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm sorry?
You need Norton.
Yeah, I do.
From the sewer.
I need Norton to come in and go, all right, we got to straighten this stuff out for Suzanne. That'd be great.
All right, Inner Sight. And I'm rather glad Monday I hear on the news that a lot of these companies, and this is not going to help Joe Biden either, a lot of these companies are laying people off. And a lot of it has to do with this artificial instruction.
Artificial intelligence? Is that what you're
talking
about?
Whatever it is. Artificial intelligence, I should say.
Right.
Artificial intelligence that is being promoted, that they don't need people. And I think it's a big mistake. I think the whole thing is going to backfire on them. To replace a person with artificial means. I really think it's a big mistake. It's artificial intelligence. I don't believe in it. I don't like it. And I've seen with my own phone here how many, many times I have to ask a question and repeat it and sometimes yell it and sometimes turn the phone off and reboot it. And, these phones are not that good. They're not worth the money you pay for them. So I'm not happy with my phone. But, you know, it's a lot of things going on with this artificial stuff. I think it's very bad in many, many ways. And I think now that it's replacing people, Amazon laid off 81% of a certain group that worked for them. I didn't catch all the details, but there was a big layoff from Amazon. Well, that's a mad. I'm not happy with this artificial stuff, be it food or computers or anything. Artificial has ruined this earth. Now, there was a guy on the chat line. I go on the chat line sometimes. And there was a guy on there with a mental disability. And he got very offended because this girl wouldn't go out with him. I'm not going to mention any name. I'll just give you the story. This girl wouldn't go out with him. And he told her that he was going to mutilate himself, mutilate his private parts. Right?
Oh, my God.
So he took... He was taking a leave, you know, the medicine, a leave for a toothache. He had a couple of bad teeth, obviously. And he overdosed on the leave and began hemorrhaging from his private, from his penis.
Wow.
Wound up in the hospital, you know. Now, here's a guy who... should have been supervised, you know. He's an ex-Marine too. He's obviously not too cool in the head, right? Should have been supervised and helped, you know. And here these stupid people, whoever doctor or dentist or whoever it was, told him to take the Aleve, or even if he did it on his own, I believe he can read, you know, but he did it on his own, and now he's, I don't know the full condition. He was in the hospital, and now they sent him home. Point being, they should get rid of all this artificial crap. You know, the Aleve caused thinning of the blood, obviously. With this guy to the point where it was coming out of him, you know, and the government and the doctors allow this stuff to be bought by people. It's horrible, artificial has ruined this planet. You hear about the space? Industry, how most of these space seekers, you know, they send rockets up into to the moon, space, and all that. Most of them are being bankrupt, losing money. Look at all the money they wasted when people need help.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think the government supports space anymore. I'm not sure. They might.
Yeah, they
might
do.
Support. They do, okay. But all
yeah,
the money...
You know, you know Musk,
yeah.
Right? So they support
him. Elon Musk, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Well, look at all the waste there. And now the whole damn thing is a crapola, you know. They can't even take care of the Earth. You know, they want to go to outer space. Ridiculous, man. And all the artificial... stuff that goes along with it. I don't like it. Don't like it at all. It's all overrated. Half the time it doesn't even work right. Yeah, you know, I just picked up my phone and it went to I touched it. I think I did. It went to this chat line that I go on sometimes, you know. I didn't ask it to do that.
That's
right.
Right
to it, you know. So I'm not happy with any of this artificial stuff. 213-816-1650 Inner Sight. Man, a glad Monday. And let me go down the week. Tomorrow night is open mic. Wednesday night is our nursing home show, and we'll have a theme. 8:50, by the way, New York. We'll have a theme Wednesday. If you've been abused or neglected in a nursing home, call the media immediately. If you need help doing that, contact Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do it with you on the phone. All right? In accordance to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have friends. I have a friend of mine who is very much into Inner Sight. He's the top editor of the Associated Press here in New York. And he has a list of Associated Press heads all over this country. So any state that you're in, I can contact the Associated Press with you on the phone, with the person on the phone or the relative or whoever it may be. So that's the theme Wednesday night. If everybody would do that, we could get the point across. This nursing home shouldn't be here. It should be accessible housing. The person
mm-hmm.
should be in their own home with the help that they need. So people got to start standing up and exercising their rights if we're going to get this job done. All right, Inner Sight, Thursday night we got to pick a subject. Are we going to talk about dementia Thursday night?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to have it ready.
I know already what it is, because each of my family members had different forms of dementia. So.
Yeah, but I want to know about the latest holistic cure.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about this damn medical crap. I'm so damn tired of it.
Okay.
It's all a bunch of bullshit.
If you ask me, I
want to talk about
you.
The holistic help.
Okay.
And that's what I want to have on the show. Otherwise, I don't want to do it.
Holistic health. Okay.
Holistic health.
You know, you
dementia.
Guys have had an extremely good talking point and something which makes you guys unique, but you're not promoting it. You just talked, Frank, about if somebody calls Inner Sight Freedom, if they can get on the phone with a person from Inner Sight and contact with the person on the phone anybody with a leading member or an editor of the Associated Press.
Yeah.
That is an extremely important leverage that I never heard about just now.
We can do it.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Here's what I suggest, too. Why don't you guys get together, but you have like that committee, write down the important points that you can offer people, the important points of leverage that you have, so that you guys can organize and coordinate it amongst yourselves. Because like I said, I've been calling your show for 2 years, off and on. I never heard about this. How many people who are blind, who are disabled, who are on crutches, if they heard about this, would not want to join Inner Sight Freedom or would not be interested in finding out about Inner Sight Freedom?
Oh, yeah. A lot. I agree with you.
Yeah, a lot. A lot would. So I'm going to have to tell those people that when I talk to the
Hope Collection.
Why don't you, the Hope Collection.org. Mm-hmm. And, you guys should write it out. You guys need an organizer, a coordinator. I'm going to ask them if they can do that, too.
Thank you.
That's all right with me, as long as it goes along with Inner Sight, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you be in charge. But they'll know how to coordinate the particular talking points that you have, the selling points that you have, the organizations that you know of, the people that you know of, They'll help you coordinate. Yeah. You'll be in charge. Whoever's in charge of Intersight will be in charge, but they'll mm-hmm. do the work for you.
Right. Well, they're welcome to come in.
All right.
I'll call them. I don't know anything about them other than they promoted their activities. So I'll call or I'll write, and then I'll give them your text, your phone number, the name of the organization, and have them contact Suzanne.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
Sounds
Joe.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, Joe.
Sure. And anything else that you think of that would be attractive to people who don't know about Intersight Freedom, talk about it on the air.
We're gonna talk about the press thing on Wednesday on the nursing home.
Right.
You know how people can contact the media and let them know.
Okay.
What's going on in these places? Everybody should.
Well, they should. But if you've got disabled people here, if they don't know how to organize themselves, and you guys are organized, and you guys are in the forefront, then you should combine your resources with other organizations like yourself, or take it upon yourself to let the disabled know. The disabled aren't going to know about what you have through the ether.
Yeah.
They have to be informed through emails, snail mail, press releases, the press conference, which is a damn good idea, and other means.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
You know, I would have told you guys all of this about 2 years ago if you had that committee formed.
We had a committee, but Miss Suzanne over here never followed up with it. I can't do everything.
We still have it.
Well, then why don't you call them?
I need phone numbers, Frank. Help me with that.
You have everything.
I don't have your
phone
numbers.
You had all the phone numbers.
You never gave me Brandy's number, Angela, I know already. I have Terry and Angela to get in touch with. I have their phone numbers. But everything else, I don't have, like Brandy and some of the other new people.
There was a whole list of phone numbers that we had with the Zoom. What happened to those numbers?
They're there, but that's not the same persons that we tried to... These are new people is what I'm trying to say to you, Frank. I don't
new
have
people
that.
I can give you, but what about all the others?
I still have them, and I'm doing it. But how could I add something about nursing homes when these people, say, for example, want to do it for the guide dog schools? Do you want to add
no,
them,
no,
too?
No. We want to promote the news conference now.
Okay.
That's the main thing.
Okay.
On the 20th.
No, I'm going to call. I'm going to give the Hope Collection. I'm going to ask for see if there's a coordinator or somebody has experience. Have them contact Suzanne. And you, Frank, and you, Suzanne, can get together with them over the phone and then coordinate all this.
All right.
Glad everybody's on the same page.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
We got to
get out of here.
I don't think we have enough time.
All right. I'm not going to charge you guys anything for my advice. All right.
Thank you.
It's on the
cup. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Donation.
All right. So I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, all right? Because
okay.
I'll tell you what I've done with the Hope Collection.
Yeah,
I've got to
send
you
what you need.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Inner Sight. Good night.